नमा ओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्ण प्रेष्टाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिनी नमने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवारी पृष्ठचेश धारिणे वंशकल्पतरूप्यश्चा कृपा सिंधु एव च पतिथानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर हर शिवा श्री गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। We are also very fortunate to be here for this occasion today. With deep gratitude of my heart, I have come. It is very intimate and appropriate as well to behold this beautiful scene of His Holiness Srila Sridhar Swami Maharaj and His Holiness Srila Giriraj Swami Maharaj sitting at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada here at Sri Radharas Bihari Mandir in Bombay. This was their life's mission, to sit at Prabhupada's lotus feet and carry out His instructions. Both of these great personalities sacrificed their entire lives, not asking for anything in return from Prabhupada, except more opportunities to serve Him. Sri Radharas Bihari Temple is now manifesting its second phase, but the foundation for whatever we see here is very much due to the loving service of these two special souls who at the feet of Srila Prabhupada manifested this glorious project. Srila Sridhar Maharaj left us earlier this year, and with his departure, the whole world of Vaishnavas took the time to reflect on what he means to all of us. Personification of loyalty, obedience, and loving service to Guru Krishna and the Vaishnavas. Even at a painful time when he was departing from this world, he was cheerful and eager to make every devotee happy, and giving such beautiful instructions to all. Sridhar Swami Maharaj loved devotees. His compassionate heart was always reaching out to help every Vaishnava. Recently, when I was traveling in the United States of America, I met many of the very senior disciples of Srila Prabhupada, and how grateful they are that Sridhar Maharaj so much fanned the flame of their devotional service earlier this year, when by his inspiration he invited dozens and dozens of the earliest disciples of Prabhupada to come for the reunion celebrating the establishment of Radharas Bihari Temple. In many ways, there was never such a festival like this in history of ISKCON. Devotees, many who really consider themselves totally forgotten by ISKCON, by the leadership of ISKCON, just silently offer their prayers and devotions to Srila Prabhupada while living their private lives. But each of them got a phone call, personally, from His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj. And with such appreciation and love, he invited them to come. Most were really not inclined to come. They had not been to Bombay in 25 or 30 years. Many of the people who gave their lives to help build this temple, believe it or not, never even saw the deities inside the temple. They weren't even here for the installation ceremony, as even Srila Prabhupada left just before that historical event. So this was something that really, really moved their hearts. Sridhar Swami was not just inviting them to come, but he had such spontaneous enthusiasm that they must come. It will not be a success. It will not be a celebration unless you're here. It's because of you that this project has come about. You must come. And for those of us who know, when His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj was persistent, he had tremendous determination. It was practically impossible to refuse him. And these devotees, practically all of them, they didn't feel they had any obligation to following the dictations of any authority within ISKCON. But the love, the kindness, the compassion of Sridhar Maharaj was an authority that every one of them had to obey. And it is a fact, that wonderful festival, it was Sridhar Maharaj that made the list, that invited each person and persuaded them to come. And what an incredible host he was. These devotees will never, ever, for the rest of their lives, forget how Srila Prabhupada's love was manifested again in their lives through his beloved servant, His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj. And for many of them, it was the reawakening of their enthusiasm to serve Prabhupada and his mission. That was Sridhar Swami Maharaj's, one of his great dreams, to inspire and bring back those children of Srila Prabhupada who, for whatever reason, have gone astray from his society. And only a person of the stature and the compassion of him could have done that, because they responded to his friendship and his love. I remember during that festival, after all the guests had finished prasad, I was sitting with Sridhar Swami Maharaj taking prasad. And he had tears in his eyes of just happiness to see all these devotees gathered together again in happiness at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Radharas Bihari. But that was not enough for him. He was wondering how to bring more such souls back to Srila Prabhupada's service, and how to sustain what we have begun now of cultivating enthusiasm and encouragement in their hearts. And he looked at me and he said, "I do not have much longer to live." He said, "All of you must take the time and energy to bring back the children of Prabhupada, our God brothers and God sisters who have gone astray." And I promised Sridhar Swami Maharaj that I would honestly and earnestly do my very best in this regard as his servant. And much of this last summer, that is just what I did, visiting those same devotees and others on his behalf. Yes, Sridhar Maharaj, he was the embodiment of determination and loyalty to Srila Prabhupada 24 hours a day. Even in the face of years of debilitated health, being put through heartbreaking circumstances, his wisdom and his compassion is a gift of Srila Prabhupada that I pray the world never forgets. Sridhar Swami Maharaj Ki Jai. In Mayapur Dham, Sridhar Maharaj told me on two occasions that in all the world, his very dearest friend was His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj. And who could glorify Giriraj Swami Maharaj better than him? He was telling me that when he first came to India, he saw in Giriraj, who was then Das Brahmachari, he saw in Giriraj Maharaj complete, unconditional surrender to Srila Prabhupada. He didn't see a trace in any word action of Giriraj Maharaj that even indicated he had even a single desire except Prabhupada's service. He was willing to give up an opulent life, family of millionaires, in a beautiful home, in a beautiful neighborhood near the lake, incredible scholarship he had, tremendous potential. But he was here just performing severe austerities. Mosquitoes, rats, disease. Out in the hot Indian sun, day in from early morning till late night, in the service of Srila Prabhupada. Sridhar Swami saw how Prabhupada had such intimate trust in Giriraj Swami. Why did he trust him? Because he saw he was totally willing to surrender his life. Sridhar Maharaj said, "From the very beginning, when I first came to India, Giriraj Maharaj was my role model. I knew if I could become like him, Prabhupada would love me as he loves him." and how they served one another right here. Together, as a team, performing miraculous deeds of devotion for Srila Prabhupada. And when two great Vaishnavas serve their spiritual master in such intimacy for such a difficult and powerful project, factually, the development of Sri Radharas Bihari Temple historically is perhaps the greatest struggle and fight our movement has ever seen. When finally things were settled, after years of battle, Prabhupada just took a breath and said, "It was a good fight." I have told you many times in 1974 when Prabhupada was at New Vrindavan, although physically he was giving lectures, every day he was getting telegrams from Giriraj Swami Maharaj about the emergency situations taking place here. So Giriraj Swami Maharaj and Sridhar Swami Maharaj really developed a very, very deep friendship based on spiritual respect for one another and mutual willingness to serve their spiritual master. It's a unique and incredible relationship they had. Giriraj Maharaj, so humble, yet so learned, just perfect in etiquette in all circumstances, and always pondering and meditating on what will serve Srila Prabhupada. Even in his ill health today, he's putting so much of his mental energy in a hospice in Vrindavan, where devotees from all over the world who are in helpless conditions of dying can be cared for by loving Vaishnavas and live the last days of their lives in Sri Vrindavan Dham and attain perfection. This is something that they both really shared: intimate love and care for the Vaishnav community. When I last saw Sridhar Swami Maharaj in Mayapur, he was on the phone with Giriraj Maharaj and explaining to me, "This is my best friend in life." And just 1 month ago, I was with His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj in Carpinteria, California, for a couple days. And it was so beautiful to see on his altar, as well as right on the desk that he's working to write his memoirs of Prabhupada, was a beautiful photograph of Sridhar Swami Maharaj that he worships, honors, and meditates every day in great love. And it is our great hope that he fulfills his desire to be with us here in Bombay in the month of February of next year. He's quite committed to come if health allows. So please let us meditate on the enrichment we can all gain by understanding the nature of the relationship between Sridhar Swami Maharaj and Giriraj Swami Maharaj. Because the essence of all Vaishnava philosophy and theology can be very easily revealed through simply appreciating that. Thank you very, very much. I pray at the lotus feet of His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj, that on this auspicious day, they both bless us, profusely bless us, with even a drop of their oceanic love and surrender to Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. Hare Krishna.